Well, what if someone offers you fried insects? I don't know, stinky tofu or a soup with blood? Oh, could you describe it in English?
Today, we're exploring food vocabulary in English, so you can talk about taste, ingredients, and cooking like a natural speaker.
Well, because food is one of the most common topics in conversation when you travel, when you meet new people, or when you go to a restaurant.
But many learners only know basic words like good, bad, or delicious.
Very good. So in this episode, you'll learn a useful B2 vocabulary to describe food clearly and confidently.
And later, we'll travel around the world to discover some of the weirdest foods from different continents.
Some look delicious.
And some look absolutely terrifying.
Well, welcome back. This is Johnny, and I'm with Aline today in this podcast. So let's get started. Okay. So, Aline, I think we go to our fictional dialogue, and we are going to be through a busy international food market. So let us see. Let us see what we find there. Let's start.
Let me start. Wow. This place smells amazing.
Amazing. It smells complicated.
Come on. Look at that stall. They're grilling seafood.
I'm fine with grilled fish.
And those noodles look incredible.
Yes, those are normal noodles. I can handle noodles.
Oh, look, fried insects.
Absolutely not, Aline.
You should try them.
No, I like food that looks like food.
You're so conservative, Johnny.
Well, I prefer safe choices, Aline.
Look at those dumplings. They're filled with pork and vegetables.
Okay, dumplings are acceptable.
And that soup smells delicious.
Yeah, but I'm avoiding that black egg thing.
Century eggs?
Exactly. If something is called a century egg, I assume it's dangerous.
You're missing out on many amazing experiences, Johnny.
No, Aline, no, I'm sorry. What I'm doing is I'm protecting my stomach. So,
Very good. Let's analyze the language that we've used. Today, we're focusing on how to talk about food in English in a natural way, okay? So, first of all, let's see how we can describe taste. Let's see common adjectives like sweet, salty, bitter, sour, spicy, creamy, crunchy, juicy. And some examples like these noodles are spicy. The dumplings are juicy. That dessert is very sweet.
Yeah, very good. Fantastic. I like dessert, it's nice. So let us talk about the structures now. So let us see also some of the structures you can use maybe when you are talking, no, or that we use in the dialogue. So when you want to express your preference, you can say something like, I love noodles, or I like spaghetti, or I enjoy exotic food. But then you can also say something like, I'm not fan of. So when something, maybe you are willing to taste it, but I'm not fan of. Or then something like, poof, I can't stand, no lo soporto, I can't stand fried insects, for example. So examples, well, I love trying new food, or I'm not fan of insects, or I can't stand extremely spicy dishes.
Words you can't stand is something you should use a lot for what I see. Very good, Jenny. Now let's talk about cooking methods, okay? So very commonly used. We have grill, fry, roast, bake, boil, and steam. Let's see some examples. We have the meat is grilled, the vegetables are roasted, The dumplings are steamed.
Fantastic. And then we can, of course, talk about ingredients, no? I don't know, for example, when you say it's made with, no? This sauce, no, is made with, soy or whatever. Or it contains fish, or it contains meat. Or this one it's cooked with. This one it's cooked with garlic, for example. So you can say, you can use examples such as, well, this dish is made with garlic and soy sauce. Or another sentence, you can say something like, it contains seafood and noodles. Or another one, it's cooked with olive oil.
Very good. And a key tip is, food conversations usually combine taste, ingredients, cooking methods, and personal preferences. To keep that in mind, you can have a beautiful conversation about food.
Very good. Fantastic. Great. So let's go to the question for the audience. How would you say in English, me encanta probar comida nueva cuando viajo?
Yeah, and if you're watching us on YouTube, write your answers in the comments, please.
Fantastic.
Now, if you're enjoying this episode, don't forget to like and subscribe.
That's right. Remember also, the best way to improve your English is to practice regularly with real conversations. So if you want to know more about us, just go to www.trailing.com, and there you will find ways to start learning English with us. And you will see that we can offer you group classes. You can also have a campus, online campus, amazing one. And you can start from 39 euros onwards. So imagine, desde 39 euros ya tienes unas clases para poder empezar a estudiar con nosotros.
Excellent.
So let us talk about our cultural section, right, Aline?
Yeah, very nice topic. Exotic food markets around the world. Have you ever been to an exotic food market, Johnny?
Yes, I have, in Asia, Africa too. So yeah,
I can't wait to hear. Yeah, excellent. So now let's travel together around the world through food markets. These places are not just for shopping. They're where you discover the most surprising and sometimes shocking foods.
That's right. And some of them might be a little too adventurous for me.
Food markets are usually the heart of a city's food culture. Locals buy ingredients there every day, and travelers go there to taste authentic street foods. Let's start in Asia, which is probably the most famous region for adventurous street food. Let's see. Asia. I can see the picture is ready there. One of the most famous places in the night is the night markets in Thailand, especially in Bangkok. There you can try dishes like fried insects, you would love them, Johnny, such as crickets, grasshoppers, and bamboo worms. Also, deep fried scorpions on sticks. Durian fruit, famous for its extremely strong smell, and grilled squid and giant river prawns.
That's right. I was there in the night markets in Thailand, and I tell you, it was not so easy to find the deep fried scorpions or things like that. So, but yeah, there they are. So I have seen those videos. The insects looks like crunchy. Oh, but I'm not sure, Aline, if I'm ready for that experience.
I believe you. In China now, markets offer dishes like century eggs, your friends, eggs preserved for months until they become dark green and creamy. Stinky tofu, which smells terrible but tastes surprisingly good. And whole grilled fish with spices.
Stinky tofu. You know, Aline, that's not the name that inspires confidence. Stinky tofu. No, not for me.
Japan. Food markets like the ones in Tokyo offer fresh sushi and sashimi prepared right in front of you, grilled eel called unagi sea urchin, which has a creamy texture called uni, and octopus balls known as takoyaki.
Okay, Eileen, here I admit that Japanese street food actually sounds delicious.
And they are. Now let's move to Africa, where food markets are colorful and full of spices. In Morocco, for example, market called souks sell dishes like grilled lamb skewers, camel meat burgers, spiced snail soup, which is surprisingly popular, tagine, a slow-cooked stew with meat, vegetables, and spices.
Yeah, tagine I like. Camel meat burgers, that might be new for me.
Indeed. In West Africa, especially countries like Nigeria or Benin, markets often sell bush meat, which can include antelope or wild animals, grilled goat meat, and pepper soup with fish or chicken. These dishes are rich in spices and very colorful and flavorful.
Fantastic. Now, so I will continue from here, just I will help you a little bit with
thank
Europe.
You.
Okay. So, so Europe might seem less exotic. But I take this one because, Aline, those are more my side, not just less exotic. But some traditional dishes can still surprise visitors. Well, of course, if you visit Spain, markets like La Boquería in Barcelona, or also in Madrid, and San Miguel, so there are amazing places to go. Or you can go to octopus, cooked Galician style. And also, of course, if you go some areas in the center of Spain, like whole roasted pig, or also anchovies and salted fish if you go to the north. So octopus is normal in Spain, but many foreigners find it unusual. What about
true.
France?
Food markets might include escargots, which are snails cooked with garlic and butter, duck confit, which is canard confit, slow-cooked duck legs, and foie gras, a rich dish made from duck liver.
You said snails. All right. So snails are definitely a psychological challenge for some people. No, so you have to be prepared for that.
I agree. It's not for everybody. Let's travel to the Americas now. Are you ready for the Americas?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's start with Mexico. Some markets sell traditional foods like chapulines, which are roasted grasshoppers with lime and chili. Not sure you will like that, but that sounds good. Tacos with unusual meats, including cow tongue or tripe, and whole fried fish.
All right, so I've been in Mexico too, and grasshoppers again. Ooh. Insects are popular everywhere, except in my kitchen, Aline. So they are everywhere except in my kitchen. So what about Peru? Well, Peru markets may offer cuy, which is guinea pig. No? Poor guinea pig. Well, anyway, ceviche. Hey, ceviche sounds like good. Fresh raw fish cured in lime juice. And anticuchos, which are grilled beef heart skewers. So beef heart actually sounds interesting, but guinea pigs, poor guinea pigs, yeah. A little bit difficult emotionally, when you see them.
It is. I saw them and I can't stand them. Anyway, let's talk about Oceania now. Yes, especially Australia and the Pacific Islands. There you might find foods like kangaroo meat, often grilled like steak, emu burgers made from a large native bird, barramundi, a famous Australian fish, coconut-based seafood dishes in island markets.
Oh, kangaroo steak. That's definitely not something you see every day. Oh, amazing.
Final reflection. Let's talk about what we've learned. It's very interesting to see that many foods that seem strange to outsiders are completely normal for local people. Food culture is deeply connected to geography, tradition, and available ingredients.
Exactly. What seems exotic to one culture may simply be everyday food for another.
And that's one of the most exciting things about traveling, discovering new flavors.
Yeah, even if sometimes those flavors involve insects.
You never know, Johnny. One day you might try one.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Aline. So, okay, so we had a question, right?
Yeah, let's repeat the sentence in Spanish. Is me encanta probar comida nueva cuando viajo.
Okay, so how would we say this in English? Well, something like this. I love trying new food when I travel.
Are you sure, Johnny? Are you sure about that?
So let us go to the question for interaction.
Yeah, now we want to hear from you.
That's right. So, what's the strangest food you have ever tried? So, you can leave us a comment. If you're listening on YouTube, please leave a comment. So, let us go to the final review, Aline. What can we say? Well, today that we have learned how to talk about food in English, so describing taste, expressing also preferences, explaining ingredients and cooking methods.
And next episode, you can't miss it. We'll talk about reported speech part one.
Fantastic. So, and if you liked our podcast, please visit www.trailand.com to continue learning English step by step. So we'll see
See
you
you
in our next episode, and
in the
thank you very
next
much, Aline.
episode.
Yeah, that's right. Bye bye for now. Bye.